Associated Press News Station of the Year.
The South Shore's weather station.
Your home for high school sports. 95.9 WATD Marshfield.
Streaming 24-7
at 95.9WATD.com.
Now, WATD presents Connect with Jeannie White. From business networking to current events and everything in between. Join in the conversation at 781-837-4900. Now, let's connect. Here's your host, WATD's Jeannie White.
Everyone, this is Jeannie White talking from Connect here at 95.9, and I have a great guest today, and I just wanted to give you a little background on Janae.
Yes.
Giddens. Janae is the owner of Ultra Life Coaching. She has a Bachelor's of Art degree in Psychology from the Western New England College, a Master's of Education degree, and a Certificate of Advanced Graduate Studies from Springfield College. Wow. She is a licensed mental health therapist and serves on the board of directors for the Massachusetts Mental Health Counselors Association, where she is the current president-elect. She recently closed her private therapy practice to expand her life coaching practice and pursue her dream of writing. Well, welcome very much here, Janae. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you very... Whoops, sorry about that. Things like has a mind of its own, doesn't it? So, isn't this exciting for you to be here?
Very.
In Ultra Life Coaching.
Yes.
Now, what is life coaching all about, Janae?
Oh, life coaching is about pursuing your dreams.
Okay.
And we were just talking about that. Big word, yeah. Right?
Yes, yes.
But, you know, dreams can be everyday occurrences.
Uh-huh.
I don't think a lot of people realize that. You could want something, and that is considered a dream.
Really?
Yeah. Anything you want. That's a dream,
right? So it's not this big dream.
No.
It can be small.
It can be small.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You know.
And so now you're venturing yourself onto something, and we're taking a leap of faith here?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I am trained as a therapist, and I did have a private practice, and I closed it because I want to work with people on their dreams.
Their dreams.
Versus problem focus, which you often get in therapy.
Right. Yeah. And do you find that people have a hard time understanding what their dreams are?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, because they think the dreams are such a big word.
Yeah.
It's not that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. So life coaching is obviously much different from therapy.
Yes. Yes.
It's, and how is that?
Different. In therapy, things are very problem-focused. You would come in to see a therapist because you want to, say, fix something.
Okay.
In life coaching, there is no fixing involved. You are pretty perfect the way you are.
Uh-huh.
It's just that you want something different.
Yeah. And so you're going to help them get onto this road, this journey, you know, for them.
Exactly.
And so when they come to you with a life dream, say for me, like I want to be a radio talk show host syndicated.
Exactly.
And so I would find different means. Is that what it is? Different means
exactly.
And how to approach that.
Exactly.
Wow.
And for
excellent.
You, it's you already know what you want, so
yes.
You're like halfway there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people don't even know what they want. They just know they want something different.
Mm-hmm. And they don't. But sometimes, isn't it good to, do you recommend people to do journaling and stuff like that?
That's part of it. That can be part of it. But it needs to be what fits you.
Yeah, whatever
journaling
your scope.
Journaling is good for some, not for others.
Uh-huh.
And it is about what's good for you.
Yeah.
Not what's
right.
good for everybody else.
Right. And, you have a website for people to be able to contact you?
I do.
Okay.
www.ultralifecoaching.com. ultralifecoaching.com.
That's oh, good.
Yeah. ULTRALIF as in Frank.
Yes.
E. COACHING.com.
Wow, excellent. And it's all about dreams and about your gut feeling.
Absolutely.
And you're going to help steer them
absolutely
into some sort of a direction.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. So was this obviously something that you, I see here, one of them is too, how did you actually get started into
yeah
life coaching? Where did that come from?
Well, like I said, I have a private, or had, gosh,
yes,
I'm still getting used to it. I had a private practice
uh-huh
in therapy.
Yeah.
And during that time, I actually heard from another friend who's also a therapist that she was looking into making a change in her profession and going into life coaching. I hadn't really heard that much about life coaching. This was probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
I actually picked up a book for that friend, and as soon as it came out of her mouth and I picked up the book, she changed her mind.
She didn't want to do it. Okay, I'm going into another direction. Okay.
Change direction. That quickly.
Yeah.
So I still had the book,
mm-hmm,
and a year or so later, I actually read the book.
Right, yeah.
And I fell in love with everything that was written in that book, and the book was by Patrick Williams.
Okay.
And he's out of Colorado. And he actually founded an institute where people like me, therapists, could
yes
learn
uh-huh
the techniques and style and the backbone of coaching. And I, like I said, fell in love with the book. I identified with everything that was in it. Wanted to work with people on a proactive basis
right
versus, again, problem-focused.
Problem-focused, yes.
And I decided, oh, I'd like to pursue this. And then, as fate would have it, I came across
see
an invitation
yeah
to actually attend a week-long seminar with Pat Williams on the Cape. And I just thought, wow, this is divine.
Certainly sounds divine. I mean, because it's the book sat in your bookcase
yeah
for how many years?
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like 2 years.
2 years before you ventured into
yeah
even picking it up.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that is divine intervention. I think it's like the universe, like we were talking before, the universe has no time schedule.
Right, right.
So when they figure it's ready for you to move on.
Exactly.
Then they give you a little nudge.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I was nudged to the Cape.
Right. And so that was a very worthwhile adventure for
yeah
you. You learned a lot, talked to a lot of people that are either in or training.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you
got to meet and speak with, because he was giving the training, Pat
right
Williams himself.
Oh, great.
Who I feel like is my inspiration.
Yeah.
And is a, you
yeah
know, probably the entire reason why mm I'm here. If he hadn't written that book, I'm
mm-hmm
not sure I would be doing this.
Right. And so, just like for me, if I hadn't been at, because I understand you are a member of the Downtown
yeah
Women's Club,
mm-hmm,
which I am also, and if I hadn't been there and left my card,
I wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be sitting here right now.
That's right.
You know, so I find it just amazing how that all plays out for you.
Absolutely.
You know? And
absolutely
so that must have been very encouraging for you.
It was.
And
it
obviously
was.
It's, to everyone, a leap of faith.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
to do this, to shut your practice down.
Yes.
And
yeah
to do this.
Very successful
yeah
private practice
yes
that I have.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it actually opened up for me. I mean, it worked for me. Life coaching worked for me, because without discovering life coaching, I wouldn't have discovered my passion for writing.
Yeah, and that's what you want to pursue, is writing.
I want to pursue writing.
Because you did write an article,
mm-hmm,
let me get the book out, from Aspire.
Aspire, yes.
Yeah, and you wrote it back in, I think it was in the summer?
Yes.
Yeah, be clear about what you want and the rest will follow.
Right.
How amazing is that?
Yeah.
I hear that a lot, though, Janae, about being clear.
Yeah.
You know, focus on it.
Exactly, exactly. And even just asking the question, what do I want? People
mm-hmm
don't ask that of themselves.
No.
You know?
Do you think they're afraid to? Or, I mean, what would be your interpretation? I mean, people are afraid of success.
they're afraid of success, absolutely, and what that brings for them.
Yeah.
And success oftentimes brings change.
Yeah, and change is wonderful.
Change is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's also very scary.
Yes.
And again, speaking from personal experience,
yeah,
it's very scary for me to close my practice.
Yeah,
I've been doing this for years,
yeah,
you know?
And here you go. I mean, you have a financial situation, and there you're comfortable.
Absolutely.
And then now you put yourself into a little uncomfortable, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, on where it's going, but it's obvious that you know that it's going to work.
Yeah. Again, I think this was the direction I'm supposed to take.
Right. We all have a direction, you know, really, you know. You see now, who should hire a life coach? That's a great question. Who?
Yeah. Anybody actually could use a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter what your background is in life.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody at all can hire and work
with a life coach.
And you don't really run out of things to work on.
No, I guess not.
You really don't
really,
want to
yeah,
think about the fact that it's not this global dream thing. That's
yeah,
part of it.
Yeah.
But that's not all of it.
Yeah, it's part of it.
You
and
know,
you give them inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would recommend everyone, you know, contacting Janae. But, do you have an email address that people can get in touch with you,
yes,
too?
Yes. It's JEANNE at ultralifecoaching.com.
Oh, good. And if they have a problem, they can always go on, you know, WATD 95.9 and go to my Connect area, and I have an email address there, and you can always write me. But you really should. I think people should have should really focus on to make themselves happy.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that goes back to, what do I want?
Yeah. See, it always goes back to that.
It does.
That's a very important question. What do I want? And I'd like to have a lot myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. This one here. I like this one here. If someone wasn't sure if they needed a therapist or a life coach, what should they do?
Well, part of what I offer is, you know, when I talk to people, especially, I guess, because of my background,
mm-hmm,
as a therapist,
yeah,
I can take a look at whatever it is that you're wanting to bring to coaching and say whether or not, you know what, maybe you need to go into therapy first. To sort of resolve some of the things that are getting in your way.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, our past gets in the way.
I hear that a lot, Janae. I really do. That the past triggers something and it doesn't let you move forward.
Right, right.
You're carrying a grudge or a hindrance or something that happened in the past.
Or something that you're telling yourself, I can't do it because this thing over here.
Right, yeah.
A lot of people do that. And in coaching, we put that aside.
Uh-huh.
we don't address that stuff. We do put it aside.
Yeah.
You know, we might look at it and say, this seems to be getting in your way.
Yeah.
Now let's see how we can get past it.
Yeah.
Versus dwelling on it, which you'll find a lot of times in therapy. That's what people want. They want to dwell on why they can't, why they can't, why they can't.
Well, sometimes they want to do that too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what you said.
Yeah.
You know, there's this fear of success.
Right.
Change.
Yeah. No one really, everyone likes to, I mean, obviously I would like to feel comfortable sometimes, but in order to get where you want to go, you have to move forward.
And that might mean being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Doing new and different things.
Mm. Because this was a leap of faith for you.
Yes,
you know,
course.
So it's really good for people to know that you're pursuing your dreams.
Yep.
You know, and giving people encouragement.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I have a coach myself.
See?
You
know, everyone has
some
sort of a mentor, you know, they're encouraging. And you've got absolutely great background for this. And they seem to work together a little bit, you know, in some ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of what you do in coaching is listening, which obviously in therapy, that's what you do.
You're listening.
A lot of listening.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is part of, you know, I was trained to listen, but it's also something that I think I was born with.
Yeah.
You know, you can't learn everything in school.
No. But education is always good for learning.
Absolutely.
Always pursuing, no matter what age you are.
That's exactly right.
I think sometimes we had talked about that age, right?
Mm-hmm.
About how people go, oh, I'm too old to do that. What would you say to that person?
No. You're never too old to do, you know, within reason, I suppose. But learning, how could you possibly be too old to learn?
Mm. But that's sometimes what people think.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just not the case.
Yeah.
In my view, if you stop learning, you stop living.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the fear. It always comes back to that fear, don't you think? You think so, yeah. So what would be your ideal client?
Mm.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you know, I love working with people that really want what they say they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that might sound really strange.
No.
But people will say they want something and you don't really want to do it. They do everything in their power to get in their own way. So I want to work with people that truly want what they say they want and believe that they can have it. Because I'm going to, you know, work with you to make sure that you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. I want to work with people that do have a dream for themselves. Now, that doesn't mean they know exactly, again, what
mm-hmm.
they want.
Right.
You could come and say, geez, you know, I'm not really sure what I want, but I know I want something to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key right there. You know you want something to be different.
Yeah.
So let's explore that.
Okay, so let's
explore that. Explore that.
And so then you start talking to them and you mm-hmm. do you sort of like not pull a drag, but, you know, you get them to think as they're talking to you?
Well, that just happens naturally,
uh-huh.
and part of it is because of the questions. When you have a conversation with somebody
mm-hmm.
and they're not really invested in what you're saying, they're not going to ask you a lot of questions, are they?
No.
Or they might ask you questions that somehow brings things back to them. As a coach, I'm invested in you.
Right.
So the questions that I'm asking is to broaden your thinking
right.
about yourself, and the ideas have to come from you. Otherwise, they don't mean anything.
Yeah.
They come from me. What does that mean to you?
Really, probably nothing, you know, because it's not me.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's the deal.
Exactly.
You know? And so do you, do you have some sort of kind of questionnaires, or is it just that they come to you and you start doing a little preliminary in their background and
mm-hmm.
what they pursued
mm-hmm.
previously?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What would happen, the process is, they
yeah.
could call me.
Yes.
And my number is 781-803-2200.
Good.
You can call me up, and we actually can do 15, 20 minutes of, you know, what is it that you're thinking you want,
mm-hmm.
okay, to even determine whether or not we're going to be a good match. I don't believe in working with people that aren't a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is about you.
Right, yeah.
It's not about me. It's
yeah.
about you.
Okay? Because some of the life dreams, isn't it, but not only, it's for relationships and everything, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And relationships, you know, again, the traditional relationships, okay, it's between two people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But relationships actually go beyond that. You might want a better relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You might want a better relationship with your higher power.
Mm-hmm.
You might want a better relationship with your community.
Yeah.
So it's even broader than just two people.
Wow. Very good. So there's a different range of things that people could be looking for in life coaching.
Absolutely.
You know, pursuing their dreams or their life, maybe, I don't know, their health,
you know? Absolutely. There are so many people out there that want to change some aspect of their health.
Yeah.
And it's not just about losing weight or gaining weight or, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's about even just putting better things in your body,
mm-hmm.
Exercising more,
mm-hmm.
All of that is important.
Yeah.
And we do have, obviously, things out there that specifically target
right.
that.
Yeah.
But what I have found is that you want not only those specific things that are targeted, but you also need to look at your entire life. In order to make it all work, you need to look at your entire life.
It's like a wheel, a wagon wheel with the spokes.
That's right. That's right. In fact, one of the tools that I use is called the Wheel of Life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so some of it is like spiritual, health.
Yes.
So yes. Explain a little bit about the Wheel of Life.
Well, you basically have all these different areas, general areas in life. You know, again, relationships and health and all of that. And you rate them. Where are you at on this wheel? 0 to 10 of satisfaction. If you're at a 10 for every single thing in your life, that's fantastic.
Right.
I don't know many people that have that.
I don't even know if I have. Well, I'm pretty close, but I don't think so. But
usually the wheel comes out looking a little crooked. It's not a perfect circle. And so those are some of the things that are maybe lower on the scale that you might want to work on.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know if everyone really knows about the wheel. I mean, I've been to different seminars, and I understand the wheel, you know. And if one is out of sync, everything else is out of sync.
That's right. But in life, you know, everything usually isn't perfect. Everything isn't usually at the same level.
No.
So you could be doing fantastic health-wise, and maybe spiritually you're not doing so hot. You know, and it's not about really bringing perfect harmony into your life, because that's a little unrealistic. But it's making it the best it can be, whatever that means for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the same for me as it does for you.
I love it, because you keep saying it's about you, you know, and people need to understand that. I mean, how you emphasize that. And let's go on. If somebody wanted to hire you, how would they contact you tonight?
They can go onto my website at www.ultralifecoaching.com. They can call me directly at 781-803-2200. They can email me, Janae, J-E-A-N-N-E, at ultralifecoaching.com.
Excellent, excellent. And I see here, this is another great question. Do you offer in group coaching, and what is group coaching?
Well, I have a colleague that I work with, and we are offering group coaching. Now, it's not for everybody, but it is for some people. You know, and you basically, it's not a therapy group. We're not going to deal.
No, we're not doing that, folks.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
But it's more of a group that, you know, you have access to these other people in the group that are going to be supportive and encouraging, and they're going to share their life dreams and maybe spark some interest in you. And then, of course, there'll be us as facilitators that are also going to maybe spark a few things for you. It's just a place where you can get support around whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. And you can also contact me about that as well.
Oh, that's excellent. I mean, so that would be like, people need to have support in all aspects. Again, I was if somebody was interested in group coaching, again, they could contact you
at 781-803-2200. They can contact me on my website, www.ultralifecoaching.com. And they can email me, Janae, J-E-A-N-N-E, at ultralifecoaching.com.
That's excellent. So, you know, you really do have a great wealth of information that you can provide to people, and show them some incidents where they can really, you know, make a difference in their lives. And that's what you're doing. You're making a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I hope so.
Oh, I think you would be, really. I mean, I just think it's wonderful. And then if somebody could have read that article that you wrote in Aspira, it was just excellent. And so you also talked about being a writer at some point in time. And what would be, you have any idea where that writing would go? Would it be?
Well, I want to do inspirational writing. You know, I wanna talk to people about different aspects of life and inspire them and help them to see that they can actually get what they want. You just have to be invested in yourself.
Plus, believe.
And believe, yeah.
Do you find a lot of people don't believe that?
Yeah, they don't. They don't. And they're afraid to take chances because, God forbid, we fail. But even in failure, there can be success.
Now, that's interesting. A lot of people don't believe that.
Yeah.
How would you explain that to someone?
Well, the way I understand, most of the great people in our history made tons and tons of mistakes. before they got where they got.
Uh-huh.
And the only way they learned about, you know, where they, how to succeed was through their mistakes. You can't go through life thinking you're not going to make mistakes. That's number one. So embrace the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then once you embrace the mistakes, learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
And move forward.
And just do it.
And just do
it. But the people feel that if they fail that they can't pursue anything, then that I didn't do it right the first time, so why should I try
right,
the second?
Right.
So what would you say to that kind of a person?
No. Yeah. No, keep trying. Get back on that horse.
Mm.
Absolutely. You know, if that dream was put in your heart, it was put there for a reason.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't because you were supposed to get it perfect the first time.
Time around. Yeah.
You know?
I think people have to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can give them that message. I think it's wonderful that you're on this show and you're talking about this, about people's dreams and, you know, aspirations, and you can encourage them to do that, you know, with that.
And that's what I want to do. I mean, you might, those folks, I suppose, might look at, she had a private practice.
That's right.
She gave that up, and that's a failure. But I say, no. That practice and that path that I originally took towards therapy is what led me to life coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fantastic. And that led me to writing.
See?
Which I'm so excited about.
That's wonderful with the writing part of it now, because I know two authors, Laura Sheridan and Kathy Burke, and they wrote, and it just flowed out of them.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen to you. You have a message that someone divine mm-hmm. is giving you this reason to do this. And so would it just be... would it be more a little bit of spirituality in there?
Yeah. And motivation.
Motivation all that, and to encourage people.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
that's
follow your gut, and you know, you have senses and intuition, and listen to them. Listen to yourself.
See, it comes back to, again, to be afraid.
Yeah.
What kind of words of wisdom, before we close, could you give people?
Well, again, listen to yourself.
Uh-huh.
If you think that you are on some path, or, you know, even sometimes you don't even think it's a reason. You're just on this path. You have this idea. Follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Follow it. Don't give up on it because it looks impossible
mm-hmm.
or it's not going to look like this other person's over here. That has nothing to do with
right,
it. It's about you.
Yeah.
What you do isn't supposed to look like somebody else's.
No. You know, like, just like for me, the radio show. And, you know, for you, for your ultra life coaching,
mm-hmm.
It's different from another life coaching.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone has something different to offer.
That's
you
right.
know. And, but I find that everything you're offering is encouraging. And so I think the audience should take the opportunity, if they haven't had a chance to either call Janae or email her or look at her website, and they are...
My website is www.ultralifecoaching.com,
uh-huh.
and
yeah.
life is L-I-F-E, as in Frank. My email is janne@ultralifecoaching.com, and my phone number is 781-803-2200. And right now I'm actually going to be offering to your listeners a discount. So
oh, good.
If you give me a call, I can explain all of that.
Okay, please take the encouraging opportunity to talk to Janae. I have a hard time because we both have our names spelled similar, but you have an accent over the E.
Ew.
And I'm going, oh God, I'm going to pronounce her name wrong.
Doing great.
But you have an opportunity to, you know, call her up and talk about the offer that she's offering you, and you really should take a chance and go for it, folks. I'm going for it. Janae is going for it. And thank you very much. I know we're coming to the end here, and I can't thank you enough for being on the show, Janae. This is Jeannie White, Connect, WATD. Have a great weekend, folks. And Janae, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad. Thank you. Bye now.
Associated Press News.